Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And now sort of a lighter topic than what's going on over in the Middle East. A good friend of mine who happens to be the sole owner of the Commerce Casino is here. David Mosica. Nice to see you,
hey,
man.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
No, you really don't know the place.
No,
do
I don't.
Your dad has a chunk of it, right?
Yeah, a chunk is about as thin as a hair on your head.
All right. Now, the big tournament is going to be happening the day after tomorrow, Thursday, at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah.
And so let's shake down these details. What time should people show up? And they got their email today, right? So check your email to see if you got
it. Yeah, I think they were today or they got blown out yesterday. But if you got it, you got it. You're in. If not, you know, tough luck, buddy.
If not, you want to just come down and watch.
Yeah, come
that.
On down. Come on down. You might not get to play, but, you know.
Right. And then you might get to play.
Yeah.
May or may not.
Yeah,
you know. All right. And food this time? Same
setup?
Yeah,
there's going to be food. Same setup as last time.
It's always a real class act down there, the Commerce,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and we got a DJ Victor. The guy's he's an amazing spin artist, you know, that is spinning there at the casino. He'll be playing some music, some background, just kind of chill.
How about
music.
That trio? Are they going to be there?
No, they won't be there this time.
What?
Yeah, you know. We're gonna.
What are those guys' names?
The Docanella Trio.
Docanella Trio, man.
They play
they're
every
awesome.
Friday night in the lobby at the casino. But,
they're the best, man.
Yeah, they are. They're good people.
All right. So, what time do you recommend people get there?
You know, doors open at 6 o'clock, but we're gonna have live gaming up there. So you guys come anytime. Beat the traffic. Get there early. Play some cards. You know,
and
it's
if you don't know
time.
How to play, you'll teach them how
yeah,
to play.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Not
we're
you,
gonna,
but
no. Well, I'll help you out, but yeah, we'll teach you how to play, and we've got our. Roger Rod's our poker professor who's teaching our
is that right? He's a comedian,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's a comedian, and he's a very, very talented card player, and he's
for
a
him.
Very good teacher. So.
What's that other comedian you got running that club down
Oh,
there?
Rudy Moreno, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Rudy's the best. and that's called Jax or...
Jax.
What's the name of the club down there?
Oh, it's Jokers.
Jokers.
Comedy Club on Thursday
yeah.
nights, yeah. It's good, man.
Excellent.
You know, George Lopez is there all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
He gets up and does 20
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, no, he goes, he kills, man. He goes
that's
up there.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
All right, so get down there, and if you want to learn how to play poker, get there early. And also, you can actually go to Poker University.
Yeah, we just started a Poker University at the casino, C Cup.
Oh, that's right, C Cup. What does that stand for?
Well, it stands for, you know.
Right.
Commerce Casino University of Poker.
Okay.
I named it Puke at first, Poker University at Commerce Casino, but yeah. C-Cup is more
was,
visually.
Was the S-word taken already? Might as well just name it I can't.
Yeah, that. So that's every Tuesday and Wednesday nights, like a beginner one on Tuesday, beginner
right.
one, intermediate one on Wednesday, and then next week it's beginner two, and you know.
Can you live on campus?
Yeah, man, we got a hotel there.
And so you can actually stay there.
Yeah, you can actually live. It's like a dorm room.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. With
right.
Booze.
It's free.
Absolutely free.
Free to learn how to play poker.
Yeah. At first, we were going to charge like $75 a class.
Wow.
But then, you know, we thought about it, and it's not our style, man. You know, come on in. We teach you how to play. And we want people to learn how to play poker correctly. You know, it's when I learned, I sat down with... You know, $100, and I was broke 15 minutes later. And
And by the way, the food at the Commerce Casino, let's say you don't even play poker or play cards or anything, and you're stuck in traffic between Orange County and Los Angeles, need a break, slide into the Commerce Casino for the food. The food is sensational, and the chicken wings are the best wings, I think, in,
yeah, they were named
in all
after,
of Southern California.
Named after you, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are they still named after us?
I don't think so.
No, I
could lie
so.
To you,
but
get your freaking act together!
Yeah, I think they took the name off it when I got sick one day.
Sick of what?
When I got that food poisoning from those wings.
Yeah, from that Jack Daniels. Let's talk about you getting sick over there, dude.
No, that it's the best food in the world, Commerce Casino.
I had this thing called ginger fish today. It's so good. It's
drink?
Like a white fish. No, it's like a white fish with a this and that. It's on the...
ginger fish?
It's awesome.
Get
I mean, fish
you.
Is fish. It is what it is, but it was really good, man.
All right. Now, Mosica is also a friend of mine. We met at the Commerce Casino when I was yelling at a...
Filipino.
I don't know what she was, but I was yelling at a dealer because I was playing blackjack down there. It happened to be bombed. And she said, I had a 15 showing, or I had a 15 and she had a 6 showing. And I gave her the sign of no cards and she hit me. And I'm like, oh, baby. I said, come on. I said, you know, you gotta know the sign of, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
and
all
goes,
you said.
And she goes, But that's not the sign. I said, I grew up in casinos. I know the sign. I've been looking at that sign for 30 years. I know it's the hand wave, and you want no more cards.
Yeah.
And then there was some swearing that went on, I think mostly by me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Our dealers usually don't cuss back.
Yeah. And then this guy, Mohican, comes over and goes, hey, can you step outside for a second? And that's where we met. We had like an hour conversation about the Kings and stuff.
Yeah, we did. We've been best friends ever since.
All right. So Mohican's going to stay with us because he is what I call a late bloomer in life. When I met this guy.
A stud.
He had never, alcohol had never passed the lips of this young man.
No.
Not even a sip of beer.
Nope.
This guy was the straightest shooter in the world.
Oh, so happy.
And then recently, he's become like this drunk with 1 foot planted in that bottle.
Oh, man.
Or 2 feet in that bottle.
You don't even know, man.
Jesus Christ. Jeez. You really went for it, huh? When did you start drinking? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, I remember I was with a lady friend, and I took a few sips of...
A lady friend? What are you, 70?
Well, you know...
Were you on a cruise with a lady friend?
Jesus Christ.
And she had wine, right? So I you know, had a couple of sips and whatever, you know. So then a buddy and I, we went down to Mexico for 7 days, man.
And that's it.
Oh.
Rest is history, huh?
I started with this tequila sunrise.
Yes.
And after like six of those, I go, buddy, you know, am I supposed to get drunk or diabetes? What's the deal here? It's like a liquefied popsicle, you know?
That's great.
And I'm like, so in the process of drinking over 3-4 days, I finally got to straight tequila.
Good for you.
And scotch on
and
the
how
rocks.
Old were you at the time?
I was 35.
So you started drinking at 35?
Yeah.
Christ.
I'm 35 now. I just started last year.
Yeah, you started about a year ago.
Yeah,
drinking.
Yeah.
That is real late bloomer.
Yeah.
Especially growing up around a casino like you did.
Well, yeah, and growing up in my parents' house, which has like a huge bar, man. We've got every like spirit from every corner of the earth.
Yeah.
And my parents don't really drink.
I know.
My dad likes to stare. You know, he stares at it and he cleans it, you know.
All right, folks, we're going to take some calls here from what I call late bloomers. And I didn't make up that term, but I like it. And if you started drinking later in life, you started sex later in life, pills, pot, whatever you did, but you started late in life, we're going to take some phone calls from the late bloomers because I think they're the ones that are really enjoying themselves. You know, guys like me, I've been drinking since I was probably about, you know, 12 years old. So I'm an old pro. And consequently, I can handle my booze, and I very rarely get to the point where I'm throwing up or, you know, blacking out or anything. But for you, because you started late, there's a lot of blacking out and throwing up.
Yeah, and my friends like John Griffo at the casino and Tim Gus and those guys, they get a kick out of me because they've been drinking around me for 15 years.
Right.
And
now
I've
you're
started,
on board.
Oh, and I'm on board with the vengeance. I'm like, I blacked out at a concert. Oh my God, it was so bad. I literally woke up naked with cowboy boots on like the wrong feet.
What a
like
nut.
Having a panic attack. It's a great story.
Yeah. All right, folks, if you started late in life, call us here because I'm always curious as to why you chaps and why you young lasses would wait until you're 30 or so to start drinking or smoking pot or having sex. If you started late in life, call us here, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Now, Gina Grad, your mom thought that you were hanging out with the perfect crew in what, high school or college?
High school.
Because they're like a young, nice Jewish kids.
Oh, they're nice Jewish kids and nice theater kids. My brother had a curfew of midnight, but I didn't have one.
Really?
Because I had nice Jewish friends and nice theater friends.
And they're the ones that corrupted you, huh?
They're the ones giving rolling joints, giving handies, and everything else. Every single one of them.
I know. It is great that when you can BS your mom and dad into thinking you're hanging out with a church group, or, you know, a group that loves to read plays silently to themselves. And then when you leave, they just go ape-ass.
Because this was the youth group.
Oh, youth groups are, like, historically
notorious.
Bad.
Oh,
yeah, but you always hear about, like, Catholic chicks, especially Catholic chicks, who didn't have sex until they were, like, 21. And that's now all they can do is F. That's all they want to do. Like you. You didn't start drinking until you're 35.
35.
And now you're drinking all the time.
You know, I am. I drink. I'm awesome, man. I'm awesome at it. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
I have.
But see, you haven't adjusted your buzz yet. You're talking to an old pro.
Yeah.
Who now knows exactly what his buzz is, but you haven't really fine-tuned yours yet. So I imagine there's still a lot of throwing up going on.
No, I, you know, some. Sometimes, okay, I'll tell you how, I'll tell you, I adjusted very quickly. I went to a concert.
Oh, the Hollywood Bowl one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, and I took a flask, of course.
Right.
That my dad gave me.
Wow.
Which he doesn't want me to drink, yet every time I ask him for anything to do with alcohol, he willingly gives it to me.
Good for
him. And then he goes, what are you gonna use this for? I go, well, what do you think I'm gonna use it for? So he gives me this stupid stainless, they taste so, it's ugly.
Right.
Some guy gives me bourbon, a bottle of bourbon, what do I know, right? And, I fill it up and I drink it at the concert, and I have two lady friends with me at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're drinking vodka, I'm drinking this, and they're buzzed and they're doing it. I feel nothing. I like no buzz, nothing, and I'm like, Jesus. Johnny Walker double on the rocks, send it, right? I drink that. Nothing, dancing, doing my thing. Go get another double. Drink it, nothing. I get another double, and then I feel a tingle. Like in my brain.
There it is.
And I go, okay, here it comes, man. All right, all right. And my buddy's going, I go, dude, get me one more double.
Oh, so long.
I was numb, my head, face, everything. I ended up in the bathroom, like, giggling, just giggling.
Jesus Christ.
I ran into another guy. They drove me home. I threw up on every freeway. And then this is the thing. I'm going home, and I said to myself, I'm having a panic attack, like, almost. My brain's the size of a, just like a racquetball, and, like, there's that's all that's functioning. And the voice is still there. And so I have a ball of water, and these girls are carrying me up to my place. And this is what I said to myself. I said, tomorrow's going to be a miserable day, but I know that I have the Kings game TiVo'd. So I can sit on my couch, just drink water, do my thing, and all day I'm chilling, you know? As long as I have TV, I'm good. I walk into my place. I trip. The ball of water goes flying in the air. It lands on top of the cable box open, and there's smoke, and the cable box fries. It's blinking.
See, that's the problem with you novices, man.
What a panic attack.
Now, we're not going to go into the whole story here.
No.
But there's a guy who works here at the station, and he recently went to a holidays party, right? The guy who works here is in his early 20s. And so when you're in your early 20s, you want to drink and smoke and get effed up and, you know, just go crazy, whatever party.
Yeah.
But to guys like me who are, you know, 45, who've been drinking for quite some time, that crazy behavior is, we've sailed on that.
Yeah.
It's over. but a lot of guys, like, for instance, Randy Wang, who didn't go to college and get that out of his system, he's now in the workplace, and when he goes to holiday parties, he goes ape, F, and S.
Yeah.
He'll have, like, literally 25 beers, smoke weed, and get to the point where he can't even stand. And again, people who are, you know, in their 40s and 50s, they look at that and they're like, you know, buddy, this is a business we're in. This is not a dormitory.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real big turnoff. I don't know if Randy knows that or not.
Well, I've been doing this drinking thing for 3-5 years now, and I cannot figure out how to handle my buzz.
Yeah.
Well, I always go too far.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think 30 beers is too many for you.
Go ahead.
The problem is I'm such a big guy, so it takes at least 10 beers to get me to go anywhere. And then I'm full the whole night. And
what I can't understand is the whole beer thing. I don't get it.
Oh, beer's great. What's wrong with you?
What? For what? How many beers is it going to take you to get a buzz?
Nah, you got to mix some hard alcohol with it,
dude. You got to go at it.
A shot of Grey Goose with a Heineken on top of that, man. That is beautiful.
Oh my, that's like an appetizer for me.
All right, you started late in life, either drinking, effing, smoking, or effing smoking, or pills. What happened that made you start so late in life? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anthony in Burbank, you'll be first up here on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good.
All right.
I didn't start drinking until I was 25 after my first divorce.
Oh, jeez.
And so long.
Yeah, well, what happened is I moved to Venice Beach, living right on the beach, and, you know, saw all these girls out there, a couple girls wanted to go to a concert. And I was working at a tattoo shop, and my boss goes, hey, we have some of this herbal ecstasy stuff, and you don't drink, you don't do drugs. I've never smoked pot, nothing. Still to this day, and I'm 35, I haven't smoked pot.
Really?
And he goes, yeah, and he goes, here, take this herbal ecstasy where you're going to the concert. You know, it's natural. I did it. It gave me the shakes so bad, I couldn't do it. It was like taking 18, hits of caffeine pills or something.
Right. Oh, man, that's the worst.
So the girls are like, well, have a beer or something. I go, nah, I'm not into alcohol. I've never done it. So we'll have a wine. That'll help you out. I had two glasses of wine and woke up in another girl's bed that I didn't even go to the concert with.
Jesus Christ. Look at you.
You know.
Hey, why have you not tried weed? What scares you or what frightens you from actually trying it?
I'm allergic to smoke, first off, and then my parents were kind of big drug addicts, and I think that's kind of like what turned me off from the whole drugs and alcohol thing.
Oh, I see. Right.
My dad would drink like, two bottles of Seagram 7, in like a 2-hour period. So.
Wow. Going for it. So,
it kind of turned me off from it. But after my first divorce and I had all these girls around living on the beach, I was like, I guess this is the life.
But aren't you pissed that you waited that long?
You know what? No, because I started really early in sex.
Oh, you did? How early?
I was 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You made up for it. All right, Papa, we thank you for calling.
You know, I haven't. I've yet to try weed.
You've never tried
pot? I've never tried it.
Oh, Mosikian.
Yeah.
We are smoking, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking this is the year. I want to try it this year.
Yeah. I don't know,
my parents are listening.
I think you have. I would recommend you don't smoke.
Okay.
Weed.
So you're the first one that's. Everyone says that I'd be better off doing it.
Nah. I recommend that you. I mean, listen. I'm not going to recommend you smoke weed or drink or take pills or anything, but I think you've already gone through like a pill stage, because you're bad back and everything. I mean,
you're a bad back, buddy.
Yeah, my bad back.
Because of you.
All right. It's always because of me. And then you've gone, you're in your drinking stage. I can't imagine your body can now handle another obsession and another vice.
Well, I mean, but I've had a head start on everyone's liver and lungs.
That's true.
Dude,
I'm
awesome.
Enjoy yourself.
And it's funny because like growing up, whenever my brother would leave the house, my brother and I shared a bedroom, right?
How old were you when you shared a bedroom with your brother?
I mean...
Were you 30?
No.
28?
No, I was younger, but that's not really the point of the conversation, is it? It was a small house.
I tell you, the Armenian community, very tight.
Yeah, so he would leave the house, and I'd like be sitting
there. I meant close.
Yeah, we got
Randy yells cheap in my ear. That's not what I meant by tight. I meant they're close.
And my parents would like perform like raids, like drug raids on our bedroom. Yeah. And I was a little scooter,
like the
right?
The warden coming in?
Yeah, both of them, right? Like Starsky and Hutch, they're in there. So they would come in there, and they would like turn the, like a movie, they turn the room over, the cushions, and I would sit there, and I was like a little scooter, and I looked like the kid from 8 is Enough with my bowl haircut, like eating Doritos. And I'm looking, and I didn't know what drugs were. I didn't know what weed was, but I knew like there was some stuff always in a plastic bag that he kept, like, whatever. And they would always look. And I remember sitting there going, come on, Dad. Come on, you idiot. It's right. God, you're so close. It's right under that beam.
Rat your brother
out. And he'd be all like, I wouldn't say anything. And then you hear it like.
They find it.
Oh man. Yeah. And then.
Yeah, when I was growing up and when I was living with my dad, he said, his rule was if you got caught doing drugs, you are going to rehab.
That's awesome.
And so I had two brothers, actually three, but two brothers fairly young. My brother who lives in San Diego, I think he went into drug rehab when he was 15.
Jeez.
And because he had, I don't think.
He probably learned more how to do drugs in that rehab than he knew going in.
But he has been sober since he was 15. I think he was only like drinking or maybe smoking weed. I don't know what he was doing. So he has never had a legal drink in his life. Because he's now 39 or 38, 39, 40, and doesn't drink.
This one guy I know, I'm not going to say who it is.
Right.
But, and I don't know, he's not related to me, I swear. But his father finds weed in his ski jacket, right? So he goes to him and he goes, what is this? And this guy says, I think that's the marijuana. And he goes,
marijuana.
Yeah, the marijuana. Like the sex, the marijuana.
Right.
And he says, well, whose is it? He goes, I don't know. He goes, maybe one of my friends put it there.
A Brady Bunch episode.
So the guy, the old man puts that the weed where his keys are when he goes to work. He has like a little shelf. So this guy, for the next 3 days, he keeps going back to that drawer and he sees the bag up there. 1 day, 2 days, 3, 4 days go by. It's still there. He just took it back, man. The old man forgot.
All right, you started late in life with either sex, drugs, drinking, pills. I don't know what you're doing. 520-9710. That's our main number here. Let's talk to John in Pasadena. 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. What did you start late in life?
Sex, I guess. I didn't have sex until probably about 8 months ago.
Wow. How old are you?
26.
Holy Christ. What happened? Were you in a coma?
No. I grew up in the mountains. My parents were reclusive. I didn't get out a whole lot, you know. Didn't have a whole lot of friends growing up. Then I went to college.
Right.
Well, I got almost all the way through college, and I started talking to this girl, find out she's a swinger.
Jesus.
Which totally blew my mind. You know, I'd never even heard of such a thing before. So we start talking. She breaks up with her swinging partner, I guess. She comes over and we start to, you know, mess around. Well, this goes on a couple of times. We probably hung out for about a month or so, but it just escalates and escalates. I'm like, I got to try everything there.
Jesus Christ.
God. Damn.
You know, see, that's the problem with people who started late in life is they can't just simply have sex. Somebody has to, you know, take a donkey turd or, you know, it's unbelievable.
Far out, man.
Jesus Christ almighty. I apologize to the people who are on hold that had to hear that. But this guy,
said it twice.
I know, he had never had sex in his life, then he really went for it quickly. And again, that's the problem with people that start late in life. If you start early in life, you sort of, you know, mellow your way into smoking weed. You smoke once a month, then you smoke maybe once a week, then you smoke maybe on weekends, then you maybe hit it on a Wednesday, and you gradually get into it. Like Randy Wang, who started smoking pot late in life, in my opinion, 23 years old, I believe?
22.
And I know that a lot of people think, well, 22 is not abnormally late. It is in Southern California. And 22, he started smoking weed. And he takes the first 5 months, he's smoking it, and he doesn't inhale it. He puts it in his mouth and blows it out of his nose, and he says, I can't get high. Then he inhaled it one day, and he's off to the races. He's become a huge addict, and that's all you do with your money.
All I do with my money, I mean, I literally spend easily maybe $400 a month on pot right now, but I don't care. It's so much fun.
I know. How much do you have in savings right now?
About $1,000.
Okay. All right. And like when we paid you to do the Mortgage Matters show on Saturday, I think not we, but I think Dave Harden laid a buck on you.
Yeah, Dave Harden, who Mortgage Matters, always gives me a couple of bucks for recording the show with you guys.
All right. So he gives you $100 in cash. What do you do with that?
I went straight to Zen Gardens, the pot store in West Hollywood.
So you have a prescription thing? Or?
Oh, I have a prescription. That's the thing. That's the thing with pot. It's perfectly legal if you have a prescription, and I can smoke as much as I want. I get high every single day.
You get high a couple times.
And now I have so much paraphernalia that I alternate. Sometimes I use my bong. Sometimes I use my little water pipe. I use joints, my other pipe, and now I have a vaporizer.
All right. All right, folks, you started late in life. What's going on with you people?
Vaporizer, I've seen. Those things are awesome.
Dave in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, what'd you start late in life?
I started smoking weed way too late, apparently, man.
How old?
Last year. I'm 30 now.
Nice. Wait, and, how old were you, 30 when you started, 29?
I was 29, yeah, I'm 30 now.
Wow, look at that, man.
Jesus.
So tell us what the high was like the first time, because you can articulate it as opposed to guys who are 13 when they started.
Well, I mean, I did smoke in high school once,
and it was the first time I ever really enjoyed the Beatles music. And those little cookies you get in those big giant jugs.
Right.
But I hadn't smoked since then. And I tried it with my roommate. He was pothead, moved in, and then started smoking quite a bit. And had sex the first time high, which is like, you know, a spiritual experience.
Oh, yeah. For, you know. That'll be something you tell your kids about.
Yeah, and I recommend it to everybody. And I just can't get over how, I mean, you know, screw all those pills. Just smoke a little weed, and, you know, you're going to become a better man.
Jesus Christ.
You know, the cool thing about pills, you already know what you're going to get into. Like, you know exactly how that...
Yeah, and the nice thing about starting everything early in life is that you can adjust your buzz. You know, I know what my buzz is now. You know, I know how many shots of vodka, how many beers, and, you know, if I'm lucky enough to, you know, throw my back out once in a while and find a Vicodin laying around, I can really adjust it.
We were I was in New York for New Year's, right, for 5 days. That town...
That's the first time you've been in New York City?
Yes.
Jeez, you live like a sheltered life, man.
Dude, 5 days, go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, all right, David Mosikian is with us. And we were talking about people who start things late in life. Again, David Mosikian from the Commerce Casino. And if you're going to be in the tournament, check your email. Check your email, everybody. And if you got yourself a ticket to that tournament, it is the day after tomorrow at the Commerce Casino. We'll come back and talk to more of you late bloomers, people who started late in life. Sex, drugs. I don't know what you started late in life. Drinking? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Dave Mosikian is with us, joining us for a little bit here. He works at the Commerce Casino and has put this tournament together for the last 10 years we've been doing this, huh? 8 years? How long have we been doing it?
Yeah.
We've been doing it since it was a tent in the back.
Absolutely, yeah. We did the first one. It was a blackjack tournament
I put together. Nobody showed up.
No, I got 120 people to show up, man. That's unheard of.
I did not know that.
Yeah, 120 people. Then we shift to poker. Yeah.
And now we get about, we cut it off at like 400 or 500 people now.
Yeah, I think the most we got was 600 and something.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can get 6,000, man. It's just, it matters how big of a headache I want. You know what I mean?
All right. The Commerce Casino hosts the big poker tournament the day after tomorrow, Thursday. And a program note, since we will be on location Thursday, Jesse Jackson has moved to Wednesday at 8. Wednesday, tomorrow, 8 p.m., what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? That's a program note for everybody who, and I know some people are like this. There's a guy who works here at the station, and his brother has set his cell phone to ring at 7:58 every Thursday. And it reminds him to turn into what the hell did Jesse Jackson
People say. Love that, man.
He likes tuning
they
in.
They love that
So it's going to be tomorrow at 8 p.m. You started late in life. Dave Mosikian didn't start drinking until he was 35 years old.
Yeah.
And now he can't stop, man. He's really
amen.
He's got 2 feet firmly planted in that bottle.
God.
And he has a saying here that, what was the saying? I remember. You'd rather be an alcoholic than anonymous? Jesus Christ, man, you're really going for it. All right, so you started late in life with crap. What's going on with you people? Karen and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Finally a chick calling.
Yeah.
Thank God, baby. All right, so what did you start late in life? Sex, drugs?
Okay, so I am 25. I just turned 25 on January 5th.
Right.
And I had my
happy birthday.
Drink. Thank you.
And you had your first drink?
Many drinks, yes.
At 25.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What were you waiting for?
I think I had like a million and one reasons not to drink before, and then I just realized life is too short. Why not have fun?
Yeah, you know what? Life is really short. You're here for 75 quick years, and they put you in a box, and it's over. And everybody, with maybe a few exceptions, maybe with like the President of the United States and some very popular actors, but 99.9% of the people who live on planet Earth, in 300 quick years, nobody will ever even know you existed.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So why sit there in reality all the time when you can enjoy a buzz once in a while?
But life's not, I mean, dude, it's not that short.
It's pretty short.
For who? I mean, 80 years, dude, that's a long time.
Yeah, but if you take the life, if you take the history of the planet, especially, let's just say you take how many years dinosaurs were around before they became extinct.
Well, okay, I understand.
That's hundreds and thousands of years, and we're here for a little blip.
Yeah, but if you're miserable,
yeah,
it's a long run, buddy.
All right, Karen, so you started drinking at 25. When did you start with sex?
I'm 22.
22?
Yeah, I was in late blooming with everything. I smoked weed for the first time about 3-4 months ago.
Wow.
You know, Karen, were you like the most boring person at like every party? Were you the one that says, oh, I don't drink?
No, I always, you know, to be honest with you, when I drank for the first time, I didn't feel any different. I think I'm really outgoing and I've always been really social, but I don't know.
You know,
are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
What do you look like? You pretty hot?
I think I'm decent.
Decent. Give us a description.
I'm 5'8", 120 pounds, long black hair.
B. Arthur.
What?
Middle Eastern.
Yeah. And from what country?
I'm Punjabi.
Punjabi?
Yeah.
Hey, my wife's Punjabi.
What is that? Where is that?
It's Northern Indian.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is so weird. Yeah, She often talks about her Punjabi relatives.
You know, it's funny because I didn't drink for a long time. And it was like, yeah, it was my thing. You know, I didn't drink, I didn't have to. But then at a certain point, the casino, I just gave in, right? And I just started drinking. Now, if I meet people that don't drink, I can't stand them. I hate them.
All right.
Especially women. I can't stand being around them.
Karen, congratulations on joining the crew.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
guys.
Take care of yourself.
Have a good night.
All right, there she goes.
That's awesome.
A lot of chicks out there, as well as dudes, starting late in life. What's going on with you people? Gabby in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Woohoo, I got in. All right. I'm a first-time caller, and when it comes to sex, weed, and alcohol, I think, I'm a late bloomer. Drinking, I drank the first time when I was 18. I'm 22 now.
All right.
Sex, 19, and weed, 18. I don't regret any of it, so...
Yeah, I think you're not that as late as you think you are.
No, that's not a late
point.
Well, yeah, you're 19 now?
I'm 22.
22 now, okay.
What would you consider to be an early bloomer? Like 11?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, I mean, compared to the people, I mean, in high school, I mean...
Oh!
Yeah, you can't use that whole term, baby.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, oral sex. All right.
Well, you'll be surprised at things, you know, people are doing already in high school and middle school. So, I mean, when it compared myself to that, I was like, wow.
What was your upbringing like? Were your parents still married?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that usually happens. Late bloomers always have parents that are still married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up
in a single with a single mom or a single dad, and you got a bong in your tuchus by about 12.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you know, I grew up very strict with my dad, but honestly, I don't agree any of it. And with sex, I mean, oh gosh, I didn't think it was going to be this awesome, and it's just awesome.
Where did you have sex? At your parents' house?
No, actually at my boyfriend's house.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 27 and I'm 22, so 5-year difference.
Oh, so you're still with him. You've only had sex with one guy.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, they tell me, dude, how you know? I mean, if it's all that great, if you have any other, you know, guy, I'm like, you know what? Jesus Christ, can it get better than this?
Absolutely.
I have no idea what you said, but...
No, she said that, like, why sleep with anyone else? Like, can it get better than that? Believe it. Jesus.
Yeah, you've not been... And again, I always say this, I'm a married guy, but I put the Tarzan in Tarzana.
But I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I guess... when it comes to sex, we're just very open with each other, and he knows what I like, and I know what he likes. Yeah,
don't even think of marrying this guy. Don't even think about it.
Have you ever marry this guy. Have you ever thought of bringing other chicks in the relationship?
Oh, come on, dude.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not at that stage yet, but I don't think I would. Because I don't think I would.
Honestly. But you're not. She's not at any stage yet, dude. She slept with one person.
Yeah. If you.
You might be right. You know, I'm not at any stage yet. I mean, I'm still enjoying it. It's awesome.
That's good.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he pretty much does everything what I want, and I do whatever he wants.
Is he a black guy?
No, he's actually. No, I'm Mexican. We're both Mexican.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Ah, buenos dias. Hey, you know, I got to get another, like, a Mexican move. Something happened to me today. I was talking to the young guy here who helps us and, you know, cleans the offices at night. Awfully nice guy. And I think his name is Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him, and he's not very good with English, but neither am I. And I said, where are you from? He says, I'm from Mexico. And I love this guy. He does an awesome job. And I said, they got great tequila down there, right?
Huh?
And Gina's like, that's so embarrassing that that's all you know about Mexico.
Tim, all I could say was, how embarrassing for you that that's the first thing that comes to your mind. This poor man is trying to do his job.
You know, the guy talked to me for 10 minutes about how great tequila is. So
because he was trying to humor you. He felt bad for you.
Well, what are you going to talk about? Like,
I love tequila.
I mean, come on.
All right. Gabby?
Yes.
I think you might marry this dude.
You know what? He is freaking awesome. He's very intellectual, and I need that type of person to have one-on-one conversation to where.
Good for you.
Yeah, and there's only one
by the way,
on
stay away from white guys.
Oh, I think I'm good. I think Carla has someone who speaks Spanish, so.
Exactly. When you guys have sex, do you speak Spanish to each other?
Oh, dude, it's like the best thing ever to That's talk awesome. Dirty in Spanish. It's like,
hey, can you talk a little dirty, but not, don't swear in Spanish, but just give us an example of what it's like.
Oh, no, I can't because you might be listening. I don't want to look like
cool.
a slut over the radio.
Come on, but
you're
swear.
Not a slut, you're
don't
his swear. Fiance.
Hey, don't swear or use sexual terms, but just give us an idea.
Porque si me gusta.
What does that mean?
Daddy, I like it like that. But, I mean, it just sounds more strong in Spanish, you know? It's just.
Wait, do it again?
No, I can't. Oh, I'm going to get killed. No, I am going to get killed.
Is he into, are you into weird stuff, or is he into weird stuff?
No, sweetheart, please.
I don't mean specific parts of your body.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are you
God.
Guys into, like fetishes or anything like that?
Not maybe in the future, but not that I know so far. No.
Good for you. All right, sweetie, you're the best.
She's awesome.
And I hope you have a long relationship with this man.
I hope so, too.
You sound happy. That's awesome.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Look at that, man.
She's cool, man.
Gabby in Riverside. You got yourself a dude out there. All right, you started late in life. David Mosikin is with us from the Commerce Casino. You'll see him Thursday night if you show up there.
Yeah.
Check your email box. And see if you got yourself an email and an invite to the Commerce Casino Tournament, which goes on at 8 o'clock the day after tomorrow, Thursday. So come on down. The Commerce Casino is located right between the 710 and the 605, close to the 710, but north of the 605, south of the 710, on the north side of the freeway, of the 5 freeway there.
Dude, that sounds confusing.
No, it's not confusing at all, dude.
North of this and then south of the what?
Oh, it's beautiful down there.
It's awesome.
What's the exit? Washington?
Yeah.
Washington exit on the 5 freeway.
By the Citadel.
Yes. Bobby and Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, all right, man. Where'd you start late in life?
Well, I kind of went ballistic around 26. Basically, it kind of starts, it's kind of funny. I had this, the Christian family growing up, and make sure you're doing really good in school. Don't have sex with girls and all that good stuff.
Right.
So, I dabbled. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I did dabble a little bit with weed in high school and stuff. But then I stopped. And then, I got involved in this relationship with this girl for like 6 years. I started when I was like 19, 20 or something like that.
Right.
And she was just like she had me in the point where she knew, you know, like, this guy, he really doesn't know what's going on out there. So I'm going to mold him into, you know, into this nice guy that I want, you know?
Perfect. That's a great way to, think about it, you know?
Yeah, but little did she know, I was like a volcano waiting to explode. Because the whole time I'm with her, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I don't want to be in this relationship, but, you know, I love this girl, and this is a definite good thing. Her dad wants to buy us a house if we get married, you know? Oh, yeah, the whole nine yards. So, to make a long story short, my buddy decides to invite me over to a club with him. I've never really been out clubbing or anything. I said, sure, bro, I'll go out with you. You know, I was about 25 at the time. We go out, we go to a club. He picks up a couple girls. You know, I'm trying to keep my distance because I got a girlfriend. He goes, come on, man, we'll go to a hotel. I said, I shouldn't do this, man. He's like, come on, bro, let's just go to a hotel. It's no big deal, man. You're not married. I was like, all right. So we go to a hotel. Sure enough, one thing leads to another, a few beers, a few, you know, shots of whiskey later, and before you know, you're doing stuff in the hotel. You got one girl on one bed, one girl on the other bed, and you and your buddy are just tag teaming.
So yeah, but you know what, you know how that ends. It's all getting hot and heavy, you know, things are happening, and then you stop and you go, wait a minute, I haven't seen the chicks in a half hour.
But my buddy's right here next to me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Well, the best part about the situation.
What happened to the chicks? They're already home and in bed. And you're still having a good time, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, so best part about the situation is we end up kind of, you know, I end up going back, and it's kind of a kick in my butt saying, hey, you know, get out of this. You know, there's so much better out there to do.
Right.
You know, so many things better, you know, so much things to do out there, you know.
Did you get out?
Yeah, well, I Saturday. Well, no, after that, this is the best part. After that, I'm at work, and I'm being very receptive as well. You know, so before you know it, all of a sudden, these girls are wanting, you want to hang out after work, you want to go out to have a drink at lunch, lunch together, and what ends up being a drink, because there's a pool all down the streets and stuff, you know. So, like, all right, yeah, let's do it. Before you know it, I kind of grew the distance from the old lady, you know, so I had to sit her down on the couch and tell her, you know, I'm just not ready for this, and she blew a gasket, and that was that. And right about that time, it became a bottle of Jaeger every night.
Good for you.
A bottle of whiskey.
You know, a lot of guys would have stayed in the relationship and at 26 and just been miserable.
Yeah. No, seriously, honestly, that's what was going on in my head, because I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what, I'm bottling this stuff in, and if I don't get this out, I'm gonna go insane, especially if me and her get married. I'm going to be thinking, what did I miss out on? So,
but is she still in your life, though, on a fringe level?
On a bitter love-hate, yeah, kind of friendship way.
Right.
You know,
well, you may end up with her, but you got to, you know, really get all this out of your system.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. I'm 31 now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 31 now.
All right,
but,
you sound like a major stud with a big wiener.
Well, you know, I've been told. So
you're told again. All right, buddy, you're a big stud, and I appreciate it. I'd love to listen to the rest of that call, but I'm not lying. I'm just sort of lying. I really don't care. Frank in Montebello, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, dude. When did you start late in life?
You know what? All through high school, all when I was a kid, I was very athletic. I didn't, you know, do much of nothing. I partied here and there. But until I was about 25, I really started to get high, like a lot. I'm talking half ounces in a couple of hours kind of stuff.
Where were you when you first got high?
Woo-hoo! My best friend's house, man.
Frank, were you at the Prime Cut?
No, man.
can you tell me how it felt?
Oh, dude, it was great. I you know what? It felt like the whole room. You ever seen one of those round mirrors that they have, like, in a lot of offices where you can see, like, around the corner?
Right.
That's where everything was at for me. I was, it was completely, I think the first thing I smoked was some, like, blueberry kush. And from then point on till currently, I mean, I'm 37 now. And it's almost like an everyday thing.
Smoking,
I mean,
every day.
It's like a 2.5 pack a day, you know, blunt and swishers and all kind of good stuff. It's just, hey.
Frank, are you still in? Did you grow up in Montebello? That's my hometown, man.
Oh, it is Montebello.
Dude.
Montebello.
Dude.
This guy's my parents' neighbor. Listen to him.
Dude, I live right by the mall, brother.
Hey, what is the restaurant you mentioned in Montebello?
Prime Cut, dude.
Is that a steakhouse?
It's whatever. More Mexicans have died at Prime Cut than any other else. It's it's not, it was a steakhouse, then it turned to like Wild Coyote Grill, then it was Gotham. It changes, man. That place.
All right, folks, so we got to take a break here. Thanks for stopping by, David Mosikian. We'll see him at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah.
And we'll see you to check your email box and see if you got yourself a ticket. And if you did, you're going to play in that tournament, and you'll ask for David Mosikian when you get down there. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, come on down, man. Yeah, come on down.
This guy's the best. All right, folks, you are listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff are coming up next. We'll chat with them for a little while, see what's going on with their show. And we are live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't lie. Where's your living in? Take a look around.
At least you got friends. 97.1 FM Talk. Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.